The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
I'm joined now by Raluca Sacciano, Chief Executive Officer with SmartTech 24/7. Raluca, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, if we lost access to the cloud, what would stop? I mean, we know check-in with Aer Lingus stopped, and I'm sure it would be the same with Ryanair if they lost their cloud. Yes. What else would stop?
Well, that's a good question. If you look at what happened in the Aer Lingus case, that was obviously not related to a cyber attack. But I think what's important to note is that the outputs of that event are very similar to what would have happened had it been a cyber attack. We're constantly relying on technology, so we just have to assume that this will happen and we need to plan for it. So what exactly would happen? Our systems would be down. I think every industry is different. And in the case of, you know, the aviation industry, it was very evident what happened. People couldn't get their flights, they couldn't get bookings and so forth. The problem becomes bigger when you're looking at the healthcare industry. And you mentioned in the beginning what happened with the HSC attack. We've recently seen cases where the NHS had several agencies in the UK being disrupted because they were reliant on a MSP, a managed service provider, who got attacked by ransomware. So they faced a lot of disruption. Their patients faced a lot of disruptions because their third party was attacked. So It's not only a question of what happens if we get attacked directly, but we're also reliant on our suppliers. And if they get attacked, now, then the entire supply chain gets affected.
In the case of Aer Lingus, it seems their cloud provider, that a construction company was working and severed the fiber optic connection.
Correct.
So that can happen. As I say, incompetence can lead to disconnection, but also cyber attacks. Would it be normal for a company to have two clouds? So if you lose one, you still have access to the other.
100%. And this is what we call having a plan, having a disaster recovery plan in the cybersecurity industry. It's all about risk assessing it. It's all about identifying what the impact is. And with every business, with every kind of important operations, critical operations that you're running, you need to have a contingency plan. And sometimes that means you need to have an exact copy of a backup. So if we have a particular cable industry or cable organization that we're relying on, well, we need to assume, what if that went down? Can we have a secondary one? Can we have, there's a very interesting term in cybersecurity. It's called a hot site. So what happens if our primary site or our primary operations go down? We need to have a plan for a secondary site or secondary operations.
Now, the question of creating silos. For example, you know, we're always told to back up our own information on our phones or on our desktops or our laptops and so on. If you've got silos, for example, within the health service, a hospital might be a silo. All its information can be sealed, self-contained, and then its dissemination to other providers or other elements of the health service, they'd have to go through some particular portal, and that's where you'd put your security.
Yes, well, that's exactly what happened in the HSC case. If you look at the hospitals, they are to a certain degree siloed. They have their own operations, they have their own data, they have their own servers. The problem became bigger when the common portal that they were all connecting to got hacked. And in an ideal scenario, every hospital would be siloed. Every hospital would be separate from each other. But unfortunately, because of the connectivity that we're seeing these days and the fact that we're also reliant on connecting with each other, that it is almost impossible to have. There's always a connection. There's always a common portal that we need to connect to. And from a hacker perspective, that's what they're going to go after, because they know how we are connected.
Is there a case, therefore, for complete silos, and therefore you might have to do some physical transfer of information? I mean, a typical thing, say, if I'm working at home, I might put some stuff on a memory stick rather than emailing it, and then bring it to another computer, insert the memory stick, and transfer the data. But I'm told by the owners of this company, Bauer Media, You can't do that. You can't bring in a memory stick from your own computer to here in case you contaminate. But is that the kind of thing that may become necessary, that in order to transfer information from one silo to another, you download it to some storage mechanism and then move the storage mechanism physically to the other silo?
Possibly. And there's been a lot of evidence recently of governments considering that. I know for a fact that the government in Finland, for example, is looking at redesigning their, let's call it their technology, the way the systems are connected, to make sure that they're better siloed and bringing in that physical aspect as well. Unfortunately, I believe that's going to be very difficult to do. However, if you look at countries that are not that reliant on technology, that have suffered cyber attacks recently, the only reason they were able to proceed with their activities was because they had paper. They still had a little bit of paper. Yeah. They were still able to understand what the patients needed, and their systems were down, but they went back to paper. So I guess the question is, can we, if you think of it from a philosophical standpoint, can we go back to all of that? Probably not.
But Raluca, here's the question. You know, we hear about the Russians currently targeting Ukrainian physical infrastructure for the power grid and so on. But maybe they don't need to fire weapons. Maybe they just hack in to the grid and switch it off.
For sure. And I think if you look at the war that we're facing at the moment, it would be... We're looking at a hybrid war, for sure. It's not only a physical war. They are employing tactics that are aimed at disrupting their systems. They could easily disrupt systems completely, but they still rely on the physical war, and that's still their main tactic. But in order for them to move attention away or to disrupt their tactics and their operations, they're still trying to hack their energy systems. They're still, even last week, if you look at what happened, there was a government agency that was hacked. They're still trying to get in to learn a little bit more about their tactics and to conduct espionage. So we're never going to see just a pure physical war anymore. We're talking about a hybrid war.
Raluca Suchanu, who's Chief Executive Officer with SmartTech 24/7, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to with the News Talk app powered by Gola. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.